So I was asked to try to summarize this, and I was asked to do that before I knew it was a fishbowl and how difficult this is going to be. So bear with me and please don't insult me if I forgot something that you've said. I just tried to summarize. We're going to reuse the recording for everything that I've missed so that we can try to summarize all of this and all the points into a small report that we can share with policymakers and hopefully try to create that process where our voices are heard, which is the first point I'm going to try to start with. I think something that was interesting in the room is that there's sort of a divide between us about whether or not we believe that it's part of our role as citizens to get more and more involved within policy makings, more and more interested, and those that says, well, no, what I want to be interested in is writing code. And so this divide is interesting in a sense that one said, yeah, okay, but you're a citizen, you can just get involved the same way that, you know, if you're unhappy because there's not enough parking spot in your street, then you go to your town hall and you complain and you do it. Then the following point after that is that there is a huge knowledge gap. And something that was missing from the conversation are ideas about how to solve that knowledge gap. But something that was quite interesting in that conversation as well, that is to say, well, there is only one organization that can really help you into doing that knowledge gap, and that's the European Commission. And that's where the sort of conversation ended on the knowledge gap. We know that the community has to do more, that's what people have said a lot, and get more involved, and that's what people have said repeatedly, but we also have said that there is a work that needs to be done from the institution so that they share more information, and the only answer was the commission is the right place to do it. Again, don't insult me if I forgot something you said, because I see people doing this, so sorry. Then someone, something that was mentioned after, and I'm not entering into the details of the NGI projects because I had trouble understanding them, to be fair. I guess that's the knowledge gap, is the lack of processes as well. So we've said there is a lack of knowledge, there is a lack of knowledge in our community, there is a lack of listening and from communicating from the institution. But something that was said repeatedly is that there is no processes for us to be able to express ourselves. And one was saying, yeah, we don't have processes within the community to be able to express ourselves entirely. Someone mentioned OFE, someone mentioned OFE as a coordinator, some organization that I don't remember the acronyms because I was taking notes hardly. And someone else said, yeah, but there is also no processes within the institution for us to be there. Emails were mentioned by the parliament many times, send us an email, we'll be able to share the information, but they also say the limits of their own resources. We're going to try to answer the emails, but if we're not really responsible for the files, we can't really do anything about it. And I guess the there is something I can't really express more than what the community has done, which is we don't have a solution yet. So maybe the best way to conclude this summary of the fishbowl is we should think about it more, discuss it more, so that we figured out the way to solve the problem. And when I say we, I don't only mean the open source community, but also mean the policymakers, because I think that's the call out that our community did to the policymakers today. Speak with us, but also speak with ourselves, with each other, so that you figure out a solution so that we can be more involved. Again, sorry if I didn't summarize the best way possible. I tried to take better notes next time.